And welcome back to your extended news at noon. I'm Tracy Morgan. So we continue our conversations with the great nonprofits that are in our area. And of course, we're doing this because we have People's Gas along with us for the season, if you will. I guess it's a parade of support, if you want to call it that way, in lieu of the parade and in lieu of our typical celebrations that we would have. But this is fabulous to get to talk to great nonprofits. And today on the phone with me is the United Way. Amy France is with us, the Butler Regional Director for the United Way, and also Stacy Eisenberg, and she's an instructional technology coach in the Freeport school area. So, Amy, first of all, welcome to the program.
Good morning, Tracy. Thank you. I appreciate you having us on and being part of your parade.
Absolutely. Yes. Wave, right? We'll wave back at you.
Yes.
Stacy, it's nice to have you on the program as well.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Amy, I want to start with you, if you don't mind, because we're going to focus on the after-school tutoring program. And even though we're going to do that, can you give us an overview of the United Way during this time and what you are offering as we continue to go through the pandemic?
Absolutely. As you know, we have been frontline responders during the pandemic, and our calls to our 211 human service line have increased exponentially. First with questions about where to be tested, and then they've evolved to, I've lost my job and I need food, and I would anticipate that some of our questions coming forward would be about how to get gifts for children coming up for this holiday season.
Sure.
So we've been working with our agencies to make sure that they have the resources that they need, talking to them about the programs. We partner with them to see what adaptations may need to be made based on social distancing and other guidelines to keep everybody safe and healthy, and then transitioning some funding to where the need is greater. Again, just being flexible, having great open lines of communication, and being on the front line when people need us to help.
How important is the after-school tutoring program then? You have multiple programs that you do offer, but since we are going to focus on the after-school tutoring program, how important, how crucial is it this year?
It's very crucial. When we look at United Way and how we impact the community, our work is focused in four different impact areas: helping people with disabilities, helping seniors, helping families, and lastly, the after-school program fits in as United for Children, and that helps our children from early childhood development through high school, helping them to succeed academically and then as well as in life. So as the academic day looks different this year, we need to make sure that the students aren't missing out on the after-school time programs. And it's actually ironic that some of it's a little bit reversed. They're getting together after school rather than in school time, depending on what's going on with the environment and making sure people are being safe.
Stacy, let me turn to you for a moment. Being a coach, an instructional technology coach with Freeport, what does that mean?
My job is basically to assist teachers and students in integrating technology successfully into the classroom and into the curriculum. I've been doing this for 13 years. It's my fourth year at Freeport, and I really love what I do, and it gives me an opportunity to work with after-school STEM programs such as the one that is being offered with the support of the United Way.
If I can't find my mute button, can I still call you?
Yes.
Where's the camera? Where's the mute button? I think every one of us have gone through that this season. I know. All right. So tell me your perspective then when we're talking about after-school tutoring, since you are coaching both teachers and students. What's your perspective being in the shoes that you're wearing right now?
Our district over the past few years has worked really hard to offer STEM-related programs to all of our students, and we noticed that one area that needed attention was our elementary grades. So in 2018, we started offering a summer STEM camp, but we noticed that we had low attendance from one particular elementary school, and it was our Title I building. So the idea to offer an after-school STEM program with the support of the United Way came from our Title I coordinator, Mr. Jeff Leska, who's the principal of that building. And we noticed a great turnout from the students in that building in our after-school program. And then we started it last year in the fall, and then unfortunately we had to shut down in the spring. So now our task is to get creative in the way that we can offer this program to our students. And we are looking to our teachers who have really shown their creativity and their expertise in conducting online lessons and converting so many things to an online format and pivoting. We no longer can share materials the way that we used to. We have to practice social distancing, so that impacts our ability to have kids collaborate and work in groups the way that we structured our program initially. So we're getting very creative in trying to come up with ideas on ways that we can move forward with a lot of these constraints that we have.
Amy, let me go back to you, because with what Stacy was just talking about, I'm just picturing all the shifting that's been going on every time. And I'm a parent. I have two kids at school. Well, they're at home, I guess, you know, right? But they're in school. But it's always a shift. You know, every time you think you have a schedule down, then it shifts again. So with this after school tutoring, can you give us the details? Are you shifting along with society, or are you keeping your program pretty consistent?
The program is consistent. I think the biggest need in the program right now was making sure there were enough materials, because as Stacy had indicated, a group of two or three might share materials in a school setting, whereas when you're home and doing it on a Friday on an instructional video, you can't share. So we will use some of the funding to be able to provide those kits for everybody who is participating in the program, that they will have that material with them on their day of STEM after school, and they'll be able to do the exercises independently, but through the guidance of the STEM teacher.
And Stacy, I'll go back to you, because something Amy just mentioned with doing something on a Saturday you can't share. Do you see, or do you find, that students are falling behind, generally speaking, not necessarily Freeport pinpointing your school, it's just generally speaking in education, do you find that students are falling back because they're not in a classroom all together all at the same time sharing things like they typically would?
I don't necessarily know that we have any data right now to indicate that, because we are still early in comparatively speaking, early in this pandemic,
right,
even though it's been a year. But I do feel that there are definitely students who benefit from being in an in-person setting and working collaboratively in a group. It is definitely a challenge for teachers. There are many activities that I do online in the school with our students that are still at home. And I do find that it is a challenge to figure out a way to include those students in a way that is meaningful and that feels the same. Our teachers have really had to get creative with how we do that. And it's obviously a great challenge to many of our teachers and to our students and to our families at home who are trying to support our students. And we continue to work and share ideas and try to come up with the best ways that we can to make this as beneficial as possible for all of our students in such a difficult time. We're all very new to this.
Right. And I want to ask you both the same question. Stacy, I'll start with you, and Amy, anything that you can add, I'll ask you to do that after Stacy, because Stacy, since you're the Freeport school, I know you can speak directly to the Freeport area, but what is your, how do you run this? I mean, are you flexible with the students' time? Is this on location? Are you meeting one-on-one at all, or is it just all online? How does this work in the way of a format?
Well, we're still planning on how to make this work for this year. Last year, we started in October, so we gave ourselves a little bit of leeway to start a little bit later this year so that we would have some time to plan and figure out how to do this. And I think what we're going to try to start doing at first is taking the expertise that we've developed with putting things online and coming up with little maker kits that we can send home based on some of the materials that we had for the students, and try to conduct some of the videos online the way that Amy was speaking of. We are fortunate to have some of the materials to do that with our participants. And then we're trying to get creative in the ways that we share some of our robotics in the materials that we have, because we don't have enough of those to go around for everybody to do at the same time. But we're going to try to get a little bit creative with scheduling. So maybe instead of doing just one day, we have 2 days and we have a bridge during the week where we can collect those materials and disinfect them to get them out to students at home so that they can use. And then moving forward, as the year changes and different guidelines for safe recommendations, you know, for schools to open and have after-school programs, we'll adjust accordingly. We're being very flexible in the way that we move forward.
Amy, can you add anything on to what Stacy said? Because I know your after-school tutoring is in, well, typically on location in multiple elementary schools.
Right. And there are two other schools we're working with this year, Tracy, and they are not at the point where they're able to be as flexible as Freeport. So those programs will not start until the spring once we have a better understanding of what in-person instruction looks like. And we've really been working with a lot of partners in the community. You know, XTO Energy is a supporter financially of this program, and we've been in touch with them, and we'll have them as a resource as possibly supplementing some of the instructional videos. We also have videos that were done by interns at Westinghouse over the summer that we hope to be able to introduce them as Stacy and the team create their content for the students, and maybe they can see somebody that's picked a career field in a science focus, and they will be able to hear from them about what their job is going to be entailing, and that they can hopefully be an inspiration or start some thought processes with the students about how these activities in a STEM program may relate to what they do in their careers.
Amy, how do you enroll in this? Is this through the school, or do we enroll through the United Way?
It's enrolled through the school. We have selected partners, and because of the funding support from XTO, we have been focusing on areas where they have a presence. And certainly if we had other schools interested and could find funding partners, I would say the sky's the limit. But sure. We identified South Buffalo Elementary, and we met with the faculty there to talk about what their needs were for their students. So that's how this program came to be. We have another program at Summit Township Elementary, and that program was focusing on students that may have had lower performing schools on standardized tests, and they worked with a group of students to help bolster their support and their skill set so that when it came time to standardized testing, they would be able to see improvements. You know, it's sort of a cocktail of funding, interest, and people able to help make the program come to fruition. So we just look where those three things align and then go to that community next.
Is there a limit to enroll?
No.
Okay.
Everything is sort of controlled by what funding we have available, and we would certainly like to ask people to support this, or if there's a need in their own school. Oftentimes what happens is a teacher transfers to another school and they've said, oh, we did this program with the United Way. I'd like to bring it to my building. And we try to have conversations about what it would take to expand this to another school.
In our last couple of minutes, I just want to get your final thoughts. So, Stacy, I'll start with you. Amy, I'll end with you. But, Stacy, what do you need right now from the community, or what do you need from teachers and students? What would you like to leave with us today?
I think it's important that we have programs, and we're so grateful for the opportunity that has been given to our students by the United Way and XTO Energy, and we'd really like to thank them for their generosity. Before this pandemic hit, the students really got a lot out of the after-school STEM program. Their eyes would light up, and they would see me in the hall and ask, oh, is it a STEM day? And they would be very excited, and we knew that this was helping to expose them to STEM activities in early grades so that they could, pursue, take coursework that would help to support them in a STEM career path. And I think right now we need a lot of resources to be flexible, and I think we're really fortunate that we do have those resources available to us right now to move forward and still offer such an important program to our students while they're at home. And we have the benefit of showing them that if they can do these things at home, maybe that transfer will, go into their everyday life and they'll start to do different STEM activities or try to build and make things, when they're playing at home. So I think, right now we need a lot of support from our community and flexibility and what we're trying to accomplish in such a strange time.
Right. Amy, how about you?
Stacy is my hero. I admire every tech support teacher out there dealing with students and teachers and parents on to boot. And, you know, I just cross my fingers that that system works every time I turn it on with my own children. So I appreciate that. And, you know, I would like people to back up to what Stacy said, is that we are very adaptable. What's missing from my perspective is that the hand-over-hand experience that the kids get by being in a physical setting with teachers and mentors and other students. So to the extent that family members and other people in the home can get involved with their students as they are learning remotely and supplement what would have happened in a bricks-and-mortar type of environment, I think that's really important moving forward, and hoping that there is no gap between how children are learning remotely versus in a classroom with their peers and their teachers.
Stacy Eisenberg, Instructional Technology Coach with Freeport School. Stacy, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
And Amy France, United Way Butler Regional Director. Amy, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. And thanks to the radio network and Peoples for making this possible. You're great partners in the community, and we're delighted that we are part of your parade this year.